Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, once again, that number, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a website that actually allows you to control the content. So the stuff you see there on the front page, the main page column of the site, it's all been created by listeners like you. You find something online you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it as show prep. It appears on the site, and then people vote up or down on different things, the ones they like and dislike. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Go and get interactive. Do it for free over at freetalklive.com. Now, throughout the week here so far, we've been giving pretty in-depth coverage of the Bob Constantine trial, or Constantine. Actually, it's either way, he says, so we'll bring him on here in a moment. But Bob is going to be joining us here in just a moment to give us the rundown on what happened today. And if you've missed... Again, we've spent about 3 hours on this topic over the last two shows. First, Monday night, spent 2 hours. Last night, we spent an hour. We've had Jason Talley on from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and he's been kind of Johnny on the spot, letting us know what's been going on. Essentially, Bob has been on trial for allegedly growing over 30 marijuana plants and has been facing felony charges as a result of that, or a felony charge that could have landed him up to 7 years in prison. It was yesterday that the trial wrapped up. The jury went to deliberations, and they did not finish their deliberations until today. I had been at the first 2 days of the trial. I was not able to make it out today. And so Bob Constantine joins us. Bob, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. If I could, I'd first like to thank everybody for all of the support.
Absolutely. It's the very least I could do. And I know that there were at least probably a good 40 liberty activists, I think, over the 2 days that I was there that had come out to support you. And it's quite a drive as well for most of us. I mean, even you, living in Grafton, New Hampshire, had to drive an hour and a half just to get to the courthouse.
Absolutely. So. I don't think that court's ever seen anything quite like that. The whole process began almost a year and a half ago. It's been a long process, tired, but it's over.
Yeah, you know, and the results are pretty good here. But I guess since we're talking about the activists there on the ground, Bob, I'd like to ask you, you know, there the prosecutor said that she felt that the activists were bullying the jury. What's your thought? There obviously are some pros and cons. Is it overall, was it a pro to have activists there at the trial, or do you think that perhaps some jurors were turned off by it, or what?
Well, I think it's probably mixed. Anytime you have a panel of a dozen people, some people it may have informed them if activists were there, and some people it may have sunk them deeper into their resolve that this is a bad thing and all the rest of that. So, but overall, I think it's a good thing. I think that there were a lot of positive things that happened with this. We pushed back in a lot of ways. I think that other people out there, they need to be supported also. And there's people that we don't even know, outside of our liberty community. And I've attended a trial before where I just felt really bad. Nobody was there. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying, what if we had... Unfortunately, these trials are going to happen again, or if people don't take the plea. Unfortunately, there's so many people out there that with no support. They like to do their dirty business in the dark.
Sure they do. And that's one of the things that is nice to see change here in New Hampshire, because there are enough activists here at least to come out and support their activist friends. I'd love to see us having enough people to just send folks in, have folks go in who are interested in the court process on a regular basis to support people. We've begun doing outreach on a much wider basis. You and some others up there in the Grafton County have been doing fully informed jury nullification outreach for almost 2 years. We've been doing it for about three here in Keene. I can't speak to what's going on in the rest of the state, but that's a lot of consistent outreach that's reaching out to potential jurors. And recently here in Keene, we've begun doing the Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach on approximately three to four days of the five-day week, and we're looking to expand that to 5 days a week. So it's at the very least, we're reaching these folks with a message now, whereas before we had just been showing up to support liberty activists in court. So it's already begun to expand out, and I think the more people we get here in New Hampshire, the more possible further expansion can be.
I agree. I think that I don't know if I call this a 100% success on the jury nullification, but certainly for where it ended up to where it started, and I think in my closing statement at the end of the trial, there were certain things that I was able to communicate to the jury that I think is important, because just to say, hey, you have the power to decide this a different way, I think that is not telling them everything. Some of the guys up here, we've talked about taking those things and putting them down, because what the court will tell you is isn't complete communication. They will often omit stuff to try and steer the meaning. For instance, they say, if you come to a verdict, it must be unanimous. So I think that implies that you must come to a unanimous verdict, but you don't have to come to a verdict. You can continue to say, hey, we're a hung jury.
Yep.
Also, when they rip through the what's called the Wentworth instructions, they do it kind of fast. If you find that the evidence shows that the defendant is not guilty, you must vote not guilty. But if you find that he is guilty, you should. And they don't dwell on that word should, and that's something I emphasize, that you don't have to do this. You can exercise your right of conscience. So I think it's not enough to inform people of it. I think we might even want to put together language so people know, when you're talking to the jury, there's some things you want to be able to remind them, because the jurors, you know, they just got their name picked out of a hat a week ago, and then and somebody said, here, come here, and you're going to judge somebody. They most of them don't know anything at all about this.
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, I know that we had talked, Bob, you and I, and I think Rich Angel, some of the other activists, about doing a New Hampshire-specific jury outreach tool. Because right now, we've been using the Fully Informed Jury Association, and those guys are great, and they do great work. There's no doubt about it. But there's real value in being able to customize something for your local area, specifically to New Hampshire, and whatever the New Hampshire laws are and the way that the New Hampshire courts work. Because every court system, so-called justice system around the country, has some differences. And so I think that would be really valuable, and I look forward to seeing something like that develop. But let's actually break the suspense here. We haven't mentioned what happened today. I mean, you were facing 7 years in prison for felony grooming.
What happened today is they deliberated for about an hour and a half yesterday afternoon, and they couldn't come to a verdict. So then I was back there today, and it took them a while. Then eventually we were called into the courtroom to consult with the judge, and he said that they cannot reach a decision, that they are basically, there's, I forget the exact words, but they're just not going to be able to go anywhere on the first thing, but which was the 7 year manufacture over an ounce. And then the second thing that they could do is, luckily I was able to get in a tiered type of options list or menu for the jury. Then they were sent back and said, okay, well, will you convict him on manufacturing less than an ounce? And they said no. And then it was, would you convict him on a misdemeanor possession? And they said yes. Now, I should explain something, and I don't want to, for some of my reasons, I don't want to get strongly into details on this, but so what was going to happen today was I was going to be convicted on a misdemeanor possession, and then I had some negotiation with the, after that, that was the assured that was happening today, had some negotiation with the prosecutor as far as when I would be able to show up, because I've got some loose ends in my life, and, nobody wants to say, okay, today's the day you're going to jail. So
sure.
I don't have to show up until April 22nd, which is, I think, 9 days from now.
Information here, Bob. Now, as I understand it, you can still appeal to the Supreme Court. You've chosen to not do that?
I don't think that's I'm tired. And yeah. I have other things that I want to focus on.
Can you stick with us here for another little bit?
I can.
Continue
I
this
can.
Discussion? Great. More with Bob Constantine here in a moment. He is also known as Weta Claus, and he has been on trial here for the past couple days in New Hampshire for allegedly growing cannabis was found essentially a hung jury on those the growing charges, found guilty on a misdemeanor possession charge.
I'll tell you why that's such a good thing.
More coming up.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
11 days, count 'em. Then it's Easter. Last year's unused jelly beans are this year's refried jelly beans.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up With Bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Iron thrones have their tools. Slaves build Lindsay with the rolling.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. We've got a lot of stuff. Listening options are included. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show, they're there. You can listen around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get information about our great radio stations, XM Satellite Radio, the free-to-air satellite channel we have, webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in.
And if you're on any prescription medications and you're getting your medications at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services. They'll get you your prescription medications at up to 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Got something in my throat here. Click Become a Member on the left side of the page, and their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. I've been through the process, and you'll save big time. They have special testing that they do in order to make sure that you don't get any counterfeit medications. These are name brand medications that are got through different means around the world and shipped right to your door. Whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia, it's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. Bob Constantine is on the line with us, and he is the man. I mean, Bob has stood up against the state, refused to take a plea bargain on essentially a felony charge of growing cannabis.
Growing a plant.
Correct. And he was facing 3 to 7 years in prison as a result of that. He could have taken a plea bargain, and he could have pleaded out to probably something like, you know, community service or something like the sentence that you actually ended up receiving, Bob, because turns out, for whatever reason, the jury did not convict you of this crime. You were not found not guilty, but they essentially were hung on the count of the felony charge with growing cannabis. They then did find you guilty on a misdemeanor charge, a much lower charge of possession of cannabis, and you were sentenced to, is it 60 days in jail?
Yeah, I should clarify that. In terms of where we arrived at, it's not guilty, or they could not come to a unanimous decision on either of the felonies, and they indicated to the judge that I was going to be found guilty on the possession charge. So at that point, I went back, and it's kind of splitting hairs. You could technically say it's a plea in this sense, in that I was able to negotiate not having to step in their cage today. And I get 9 days out and so forth there. The one thing that I'm not sure if I got bamboozled on a probation charge, which I have and I didn't particularly want, I was told that you're going to get that anyway. And I didn't know that you could be ordered to have probation, which during the final minutes there, I indicated that I didn't think I should have probation because I didn't think that, you know, they want to put you through this rehabilitation, like, you know, get your mind right kind of thing. And I indicated that, you know, I've spoken at the state rep marijuana, that legislative session. I intend to speak at the state Senate one probably tomorrow. And then I'm a candidate. Probably if this bill passes, my doctor will say, yes, he's a candidate for it. So I can't really see why the state wants to, you know, try and go through this charade of trying to rehabilitate me, you know, to get me to understand that what my addiction is, you know, that kind of a thing at all.
Do you really think it's about rehabilitation, or is it about keeping you in a short leash? Because if you step the wrong way during your probationary period, they can bring you back into court and say, you violated your probation. You drank.
Off to prison with you.
Yeah, off to prison with you, exactly. So, you know, I'm not quite sure that it's really about rehabilitation. But, Bob, I have a question for you. This is Wayne. I'm just wondering if there was any specific moment in the trial where you felt was the turning point that where things went your way.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I felt that within the context of the trial, because I was so limited under the threat of contempt, there were so many motions. The backstory to this is there were a lot of motions, and it's easy for someone to say, well, why didn't you say this or why didn't you say that? But the state was granted motions that precluded me from arguing certain things. There were a couple of light moments there where I got one of the cops to admit that he had smoked marijuana. I got one of the cops to admit that he'd worked on a Sunday, and I broke out that Sunday law thing on him, and I even got the judge to smile a little bit. But there was no moment where I thought, this is going good. I thought I was making points with the jury. I thought there was a possibility that one would hold out for a little while, and then that would be it. I didn't think... I was prepared that I was going to be convicted.
Yeah, when I talked to you, you were.
Right, Bob, and this is, I watched the videos today. I kept up to date with this coverage, and here's the thing that I think is most important for people to take away from this, is this is the what happened today was the biggest victory that could reasonably be have been expected. And the reason is that the prosecution had said that if you had a hung jury on everything, they were going to bring it all back, right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff that it's a little speculation, but that I've had some assurance that that was what was going to happen, and I can't emphasize enough that this is personally draining, you know, because and there are other things I have not 100% assurance, but I think my house is safe now, and again, that whole misdemeanor versus the felony, that's a pretty big thing. So,
right. So the only thing that could have been better than this is if they would have found you not guilty on all three charges. And well, it seems really unlikely that that would have happened in this circumstance, right? I mean, considering the evidence.
I don't think that was going to happen. And then I'm under the impression that even if you're found not guilty, and I don't think this would have applied in my case, but you never know, they can find your property guilty, and then they can there are time limits and so forth. But in the case of Patricia Smith, she was found guilty in the state of New Hampshire for manufacturing marijuana, but then the feds came in, and they leaned on her house, and they found her house guilty of being the site of a manufacturer. And I don't know exactly where that is. Last I knew, they might not steal her house if they give her a huge pile of money. So
if she gives them a pile of money, you mean?
Absolutely.
Right.
Sorry. I mean, so all those things, you know, they factor in, and you know, I'm relieved to the point where I think that my house might be safe, and
that's good to know.
I don't feel like who the heck wants to go to jail for, you know, for a minute, but you know, 60 days is better than a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever the heck it could have been.
Tell me more about this probation situation. You kind of touched on it, and I didn't see any news in the reports. Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at CD Evolution.
I'll probably write something up on that. I'm going on just a couple hours sleep because, as you might imagine, the last couple of you know, you don't sleep at night so good.
Totally understood. Then in that case, should we let you go?
We're getting close. What I really want to do is just thank everybody for the support and thank everybody, you know, for getting out there and getting it done. I mean,
we're glad you're there, Bob, and I'm sure the support will continue while you're in jail with people sending you mail in there and that sort of thing. So you won't be alone there either. And I thank you for calling in tonight. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009, or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open-pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features like the news updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to news.freetalklive.com and you can join up our emailed updates. You can follow Twitter or Facebook. Once again, go to news.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't going to be just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, and miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The rates have already gone up on rooms, and they're going to go up more. Right now, we can guarantee the rate of about $600. It's a little over. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but about $600 if you go to cruise.freetalklive.com. That rate's good till April the 17th. After that, you'll probably be able to get a room, at least for a little while, but you'll probably have to pay more. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, we go back here to continue to discuss Bob Constantine's trial. He was on trial for allegedly growing over 30 plants, and that is cannabis plants, marijuana, and for some reason, somebody probably snitched him out. The cops came. He got arrested and has been dealing with this trial for the last year and a half of his life, from what I understand. I had the pleasure of being able to attend for the first couple of days of the trial. It wrapped up yesterday, and then it was Monday, Tuesday, and then today the jury continued deliberating throughout a good portion of the day. Jason Talley is with us now. Bob's been, you know, going strong for quite a while, and certainly deserves a long amount of rest before he prepares to go to prison or go to jail for 60 days. Jason Talley is with us to kind of continue wrapping up today's events from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you heard our conversation with Bob. I presume you're in the room for most of it?
Right, yes.
So what... let me see if I can make sure I'm clear on exactly what has happened, because I saw some of the updates over at the CD Evolution Fund website, cdevolution.org, through their Facebook feed. And it seemed to me like it was 60 days. It was a year sentence, 60 days of it in jail, the other 10 months suspended, meaning that if he's not a good boy for 2 years after that or whatever, a year after that, that they'll bring the jail sentence back. The full 10 months will be applied at that point.
Exactly.
That's what a suspended sentence is, and then a $1,000 fine. That's all I thought it was, but now Bob's mentioning there's a probation aspect to it.
Right. Well, I mean, I believe he has a probation officer that he has to check in with for these, I believe it's the 7 days until he has a report or something like that. And so he's going to be working with a probation officer, and then, of course, when he gets out of the state of New Hampshire cage, he's going to have to, report to a probation officer, unfortunately.
So the sentencing has been completed then at this point?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got it. I feel like probation is absolutely what Wayne suggested it is before. It is a way for them to hold a huge axe over Bob's head, and it's much worse than a suspended sentence. A suspended sentence is one thing. Then you can pretty much, as long as you stay out of sight, the state's agent's sight, then you're usually going to be okay. Suspended means, if you get caught for a misdemeanor or a felony or something like that, or a major motor vehicle violation, that's when they revoke your sentence and apply it, or they revoke your freedom, if you will, and then apply the full sentence. But a probation usually means that they own you big time, that you have to check in with these probation officers, that in many cases drug testing will be ordered. Was it clear if that was part of the probation?
Absolutely, and I think that's probably the main motivation for it. The prosecutor, Melissa Pierce, who works for Laura Sappho, the Grafton County attorney, she used to always be out front smoking on her tobacco cigarette.
That's legal.
But she she said that Bob was like addicted to dope.
Yeah.
Like smoking cigarettes isn't dopey.
Well, yeah, exactly. What they're doing is they're denying Bob medicine, because I mean you were there in the courtroom for 2 days. I mean, you saw that Bob was having some discomfort, getting up and walking around. They're going to deny him medicine. Medicine that grows out of the ground. And, he's called Farmer Bob by some. He's trying to start a homestead, growing crops and chickens and everything. Now, why can't the man grow his own medicine? Why does he have to, go get a prescription for things? It's ridiculous.
I don't know if it's possible, but is it possible to even get more jail time rather than go through probation? Because
Bob wanted it.
It's so easy to get a VOP, a violation of probation. They basically designed the system. You go into any jail anywhere in America,
right,
and you talk to those guys, and you'll find a bunch of them. I don't know what the percentage is,
it's
but a bunch
of them
are there on VOP. They were arrested for some nonsense initially, like drug possession or driving while license suspended, and then they end up getting a VOP while they're out and about for whatever arbitrary reason, not because they've harmed anybody, but because they've violated whatever arbitrary rules are applied to probation. I mean, I'd almost rather spend 5 months in jail than have 2 months2 years worth of probation after that, because I don't like the idea of having to jump through their hoops.
That's exactly what Bob wanted. That was not on the table, unfortunately.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
Well, it is unfortunate, but I have to call this a victory, because
it's never a victory when you're dealing with the state.
Understood, but at this point he was engaged.
It's a damage reduction. It's a significant damage reduction.
It was the most. It was the most. The best, most realistic outcome. The of the realistic outcomes, it was the best possible one.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, because we've had people who have had marijuana convictions, like Bob, who don't have any kind of criminal history, who've just spent a handful of, they've been fined, they spent a handful of days in jail because they didn't pay the fine. So this was a pretty severe marijuana possession charge.
How many of those people were growing marijuana plants?
Well, nobody's been convicted of growing marijuana plants in Bob's case.
That much is true, but look, the fact is the state knew what happened. They sent their agents there. They had the evidence. They knew what was up. They sentenced him very, 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 very lightly for what they knew happened.
Not for a possession
charge.
The
fact is, people in the United States of America go to prison for 1 year for having a plant. And how many plants did Bob allegedly have?
Over 30.
Over 30. This is a great outcome.
Let's talk about what the victory is, and that is that a jury would not convict him of a felony count. There was no way that they found Prosecutor Pierce convincing, or maybe just not likable. You know, maybe they just liked Bob and saw him as the peaceful person that he is, and saw the state as the bullies that they are.
Well,
and you know, Bob did appeal to their conscience. If you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/watchtallytv, you can watch his closing remarks. And I think he did a great job. I think he really connected with people.
Yeah, I reposted those over at freekeen.com. I thought that was really important. We talked about this last night, how because Bob did his own, he was his own lawyer, basically. He got to make the connection with the jury. He got to speak directly to them rather than through an attorney. And, of course, when you're your own attorney, then that means you have a little bit more leeway with what you can say and what you can't say up there. You know, speaking of the jurors, Jason, did you actually get to talk to any of them? Would any of them agree to having a post-trial interview?
No. Actually, you know, Lauren Canario showed up today with Jim Johnson, her husband, and she was out there wrangling, talking to jurors, seeing if they would come inside because it was raining, and we knew nobody would want to talk in the rain. But everybody had declined, I guess.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They really get out of there. It is unfortunate.
That's too bad, too, because it's certainly the best jury situation we've seen thus far. You mentioned Jim Johnson. He was on trial recently for trespass charge for being at a jail, basically, being in a public place. And
he did have a cardboard sword.
He was in front of a jury as well. His closing statement wasn't as powerful as Bob's, and indeed he was found guilty by that full jury. But at least we were able to talk to a juror and kind of get the inside scoop as to what was going on. Now, it's sad, though. Most of them certainly did not want to speak, and in this case, even though a relatively positive thing happened in the jury room, they still didn't want to talk to you because I guess they're scared, don't you think?
I guess so. You know, they probably just wanted to get back to their lives and were probably pretty satisfied that at least Bob didn't have to spend 7 years in a cage.
All right, well, let's talk about what's coming up. Can you stick with us?
Absolutely.
Welcome on Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Join United States Marine Iraq Veterans Against the War activist, former radio show host, and New Mexico's congressional candidate, Adam Kokesh, as he goes to Washington to take that hill. Kokesh takes his successful radio show to mainstream television on Russia Today. Adam vs. the Man premieres April the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Adam Kokesh is the man who gives the millennial generation a voice. That's you. Get the information needed to be empowered with Semper Fi.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live dialing toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And by the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give you the website for free. Well, you can do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Amazon links there. You click in through the appropriate Amazon for your country, and then you can shop as you normally would at Amazon. It's just that a portion of their profits will be sent to Free Talk Live if you start through the shopping links at shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Jason Talley with us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, cdevolution.org. Today, a big decision. Jury has come down and has decided that Bob Constantine is they could not convict him of the alleged marijuana growing, but they did convict him of the possession of marijuana. So it wasn't a total jury nullification today, but perhaps somebody did decide to, you know, nullify. I mean, certainly somebody decided to hold their ground and not go to guilty on the growing charges, and that alone is a pretty big success story, considering the evidence that that was presented in court. I think it would have been interesting to find out.
So, is a jury nullification then a hung jury, or is a jury nullification a complete not guilty?
Good question. What do you think, Jason?
I mean, I think there was some nullification in there. I mean, obviously, it would have been better. I mean, if I was on the jury, I would have definitely let him go and saw him as, you know, the victim here and the state as the aggressor. But
it would have been really great if the prosecutor would have come out and give him a lollipop afterwards, too. But, I mean, like, here's what I want to know. Ian keeps on saying it's not a nullification.
I said it's not a full jury
nullification. But in my opinion, that it in fact is, because Bob Constantine, or Constantine, I'm not 100% sure, he said it doesn't matter. Bob Constantine said that he argued to have the misdemeanor charge brought against him. The reason that he wanted the misdemeanor charge brought against him was so that the jury would have something to find him guilty upon, and that he didn't want to have the manufacturing charge nullified, or that he didn't want to be completely nullified. He wanted them to throw the prosecution something so they didn't come after him again if they got a hung jury.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I mean, that's what mm-hmm. said on your video, Jason.
Yeah, I should watch that sometime.
Well, okay, Mark. So
that's my understanding of it. Somebody can go back and say, I don't know what that edge kid is talking about. I mean,
well,
you know,
there's one thing I thought I saw.
Right,
there's one thing that's a little inaccurate in what you said. If there had been a true nullification by the full jury, then they wouldn't have been able to bring the charge back. But the jury
right,
didn't
if they would have found him not guilty.
Correct. And that would be
and I'm not sure that nullification is not guilty. I've never thought of it that way.
Good question. I think it's a good question. I see you've already explained what you think it is. I think that it's nullification when an individual does it. When an individual decides, I'm going to vote not guilty for the purpose of I think this law is crap, that is an act of jury nullification. However, I wouldn't call it a full jury nullification unless the full jury, all 12 of them, decided to nullify. And that's, as you pointed out, that is very unlikely in this society with these very obedient jurors who are going to back the state and believe everything the state says. Just having one juror willing to nullify is very useful. Ideally, we'll someday see the day when juries are setting people free with not guilties because of this nonsense, because they're sick and tired of this nonsense as much as we are. And that's why getting jury nullification out to people is very important.
I just don't want to rain on this parade at all. As far as I'm concerned, this is cartwheel time. I mean, the very best thing that's happened from a judicial activism standpoint in New Hampshire occurred today at this trial, and it's phenomenal. If I was sitting in his seat, I would be thrilled.
It is the best thing that has happened thus far, but I hope it's a sign of things to come and that we see better things happen and that people are no longer sent into cages for possessing, you know, a plant. Jason, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the nullification efforts. I mean, there's the website, nhjury.com, that has been recently launched, and we're looking for people to contribute content. It has a list of all the points of contact throughout the state of New Hampshire for the different courthouses where you can do jury nullification. But people would park their cars and put signs in the window for nhjury.com. There were people in the rain, you know, standing out there holding signs, you know, asking the question, 7 years for gardening, you know, talking about the medicinal use of marijuana. So the jurors were able to walk in and out and see the concern that people had for Bob, and just show that, you know, there are people that support and like Bob, and I think they really connected with the jurors, but of course Bob connected with the jurors also, and I would imagine it would be a really difficult situation to be in to say, okay, well go in your state cage because that's the law, when it's just a ridiculous law that harms.
Yeah, you know, it may have been not so much the jury nullification information, but just the signage that let them know that he was facing 7 years, because that never would have come out in court. And had Bob's supporters and friends not been there holding those signs, and you and I were there, Jason, and there were a number of other great folks, about 40 other folks, came out throughout the entirety of the trial to help out in various ways. Had that sign of the 7 years for gardening not been there, maybe he would have been convicted. Maybe they didn't even think so much about jury nullification, but just saw that this man that was very nice and very calm and cordial could have been going into a cage for 7 years, and they just decided, we can't do this to this guy.
Now, I think this is very interesting, that sign, because that sign, as far as I'm concerned, is extraordinarily important, the sign that said that Bob Constantine was facing up to 7 years. I think juries should be informed of this. But this is what that judge in Florida was so concerned about. That, in fact, is jury tampering.
No, it's not. Jury tampering is, if it were jury tampering, they would have arrested him for it.
Now, that's
jury
tampering. There's all kinds of crimes in America that go unarrested.
Yeah, well, they would have liked to. I'm pretty sure they would like to stop the jury outreach, Mark.
Explain to me how it's not.
Go ahead and pull up the law. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that jury tampering has to do with specifically suggesting to a juror that they should do something in a case.
Right. This was a question. 7 years for gardening? It's a very effective question. Somebody should have brought it up in court, but I guess the judge wouldn't have allowed that.
Right. Unduly attempting to influence the decisions of a jury.
Well, yeah. Right, but I mean, obviously Bob wasn't. As a matter of fact, in one of his statements, he was talking about his freedoms being taken away, And this is in his closing remarks, and the prosecutor, Melissa Pierce, she objected. But it's kind of funny, and I use that in the episode of Tally TV, because, you know, he's talking about freedoms, and she's like, I object. And, yeah, of course you object to his freedoms and everybody else's freedoms. That's why you're a prosecutor. But, yeah, as far as the signs go, they were primarily done by Evan Pierce, who is now in a cage of his own in Cheshire County. And I'm not even sure that he knew. I don't think he knew the specifics of the case and didn't know their prohibitions. He just, you know, made a bunch of signs.
I've got no problem with it, Jason. I'm not saying that I think that it's bad to have done it. I'm just asking questions about this. And is this, does this fit the realm of jury tampering, which so many of these judges are so concerned about?
Well, right. But what I'm trying to say is you had an individual that made these signs, and maybe it touched on, or no, I mean, it definitely touched on some things that they didn't want the jurors to know about. But it was kind of accidental in that situation, and just the fact that people picked up these signs and held them. It was actually John Connell from the Peaceful Assembly Church. He saw that sign. He loved it.
Yep.
He stood in the rain. That sign is so beat up now because every time there was a lunch break or anything, he was out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was consistently out there, and that's just one example of dedication of the Shire activists that were there to support Bob.
Absolutely. But they actually drew the blinds at one point on the second day. They drew the blinds during the jury deliberations to the jury room because we were standing out there in an area where we could easily be seen by the jurors when they were in the room. And plus, a lot of them came outside for a cigarette break. And so we were easily able to stand there with various different signs. I mean, my sign said, no victim, no crime. Mark, do you think that's jury tampering?
No. I'm telling you that Bob could say that during his closing statements. However, he couldn't say, I'm going to facing up to 7 years in this. And that is because it's information that the judge doesn't want the jury
to
have.
In the courtroom.
Because he feels that for whatever reason, it is influencing the jury in some manner or another. You asked me to look up jury tampering. Here's the one definition I came up with.
Is this from the New Hampshire RSAs?
No, this is not from the New Hampshire RSAs. I don't even know if jury tampering would be in the New Hampshire RSAs.
Yeah, it is. It's in every, probably likely in every state government's RSA. And that really is what matters, is what their own rules say on that.
You're jumping to a conclusion that they're not arresting people because you don't think that they have the standing to. I don't know that that's true.
Jason, thanks for being on tonight. Appreciate the information. And folks can go to cdevolution.org to continue to get updates on this. Is that correct?
That's right. And we're also going to cover the Evan Pierce's caging. So there's a lot of things to cover at cdevolution.org.
Excellent, and certainly keep us in the loop as to what's going on. Always appreciate hearing from you. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.